This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How does one become passionate in their marriage? The simple response, and a very short response that I have to that, is when a couple get married, regardless of being love marriage or arranged marriage, and especially targeting the arranged marriage lot, because they don't really know each other beforehand, but the love marriage lot have some level of understanding. But regardless of what you are, love marriage or arranged marriage, you should become a couple of a strong bond. You should become the best of friends. You should rely on one each other. Don't look at each other as formality. Don't look at each other as responsibility. Look at each other with care and love, just as you would look at your own family members. When you look at your mother, you do not think responsibility. You think the more I do, the more reward I will get. When you look at your father, like when the daughters look at their father, they think the more I look after my father, the more reward I will get. The wife should look at her husband, the more I serve him, the more reward I will get. And the husband should look at his wife, the more I make her happy, the more happy Allah will become with me. To such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when a wife and a husband smile at each other, the third being smiling at them is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the connection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has built amongst them too. It's absolutely amazing. So if the couples were to really put aside everything and become the best of friends first, don't share everything with each other. Do not make it such that the women have a habit of discussing certain things with their husband and certain private things with their friends. And the men discuss all the private things with their friends, but they don't tell the wives. Do not have such friends. You become those best friends. You become the ones that everything in private is discussed, everything in open is discussed. Do you know why? Because your bond is so strong, no one will be able to break it. The problem that we fall into is that we don't speak to each other, but we speak to everybody else. We speak to our parents, we speak to our siblings, we speak to our cousins, we speak to our friends, but when it comes to speaking to one another, we're too tired, or there's nothing to speak about. So one should always be in the clear with his wife and husband. If you're in the clear with each other and you're the best of friends, do the silliest things with each other. Don't live in a relationship of formality. Right? Go to the carnival and go on a roller coaster and make the stupidest faces that you can. But break every single barrier that you can think of between each other. There should be zero barriers in between a husband and wife, and the only thing that should remain in between them is adab, meaning respect for one another. But when you take away respect, it's like two children just playing all the time. You know, a beautiful sight that I've seen. I was in Turkey. I was traveling from Istanbul to Bursa. And in between comes a bridge, a very, very big bridge. It's not the bridge that takes you to Asia side. It's another massive bridge that comes. And there's a service station there. And in this service station, they had this, usually you have things that you can take pictures next to. It was just a love heart that said Istanbul on it, right? So the love heart, you could actually sit inside. And what I actually seen is, my kids wanted to go there and see it because it was massive, right? It's this old couple, this guy held his wife's hand and he got her onto this love heart so he could take a picture of her. So rather than taking a picture of her, so she was sitting there posing, a very old couple, right? So she was posing, but he's taking selfies with me and laughing at his wife that she's posing. And this guy must have been about 70-something, right? And I'm in stitches like, subhanallah, look at that. They're like best buddies, man. They're like on another level. So the motive that every single couple should have in their life is become best friends with each other and have 0% barriers. 0% barriers behind closed doors. And in the open, 0% barriers. One thing that should be taken into consideration is adab. But be so free with each other that, I'll be honest with you, like, even now, I would, like, me and my sons, right, what we do is, like, I'd push my wife and start running around the house and my kids are running with me. Mama's going to catch you. And I do the same and she does the same. So you need to have that type of, like, the whole kids join in. So there's a bunch of kids in the house. Do not have, I'm the man. I'm the woman, and this is it. You're living a life of formality. You're never going to get anywhere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding and give us relationships that where we are living in a complete fun, you could say fun, exciting manner. And just remember, I'll conclude on this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was with whom? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. And what did they do? They had a race. Who won? Hazrat Aisha. Right? So Hazrat Aisha, like, I won. And how old was the Prophet? He was old at the time. But who is the Prophet? Let's talk about it. He is the more respectable man to ever walk in the face of this earth. No one will ever be respected as he was, and no one will ever have the status that he had. He's racing with his wife in public. And not only that, after so many years, the Prophet remembered that he had a race with his wife. So he goes to his wife, "You want to have that race again?" And she goes, "Yeah, and this time you better." Look at that. That showed you that the level of 0% barriers within their life, within their relationship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such relationships like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with his wives. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.